Forbidden Broadway, the tiny show that satirizes Broadway musicals, has returned to the New York stage after a 3-year hiatus. The new edition opens this Thursday, and Jeff London has this preview.
Popular. I'm glad you're so popular. You've been on more TV shows and you've modeled clothes. Some would even call obscene. You're in all the PR shots and the promo spots. You even look attractive green.
Yes, I'm popular.
After 27 years of writing wickedly funny lyrics and sketches about Broadway shows, Gerard Alessandrini decided to hang things up for a while.
I just thought, let's see what happens to Broadway in a year or two or three. And then if we feel it warrants a new edition of Forbidden Broadway, we'll do that. And that's exactly what happened.
The new edition, called Forbidden Broadway Alive and Kicking, skewers the Book of Mormon, Once, and Newsies, among others. And as in past shows, Alessandrini says anything having to do with Broadway is fair game.
So this year, the offshoot is Smash, the TV show that is about the mounting of a Broadway musical. And I think everybody in the theater community has been watching it, and they use a lot of Broadway personalities.
Faded, not a girl with a hunger for fame and a face and a name to remember.
In Smash, two actresses, played by American Idol contestant Katherine McPhee and Broadway baby Megan Hilty, compete to play the role of Marilyn Monroe in a new musical. Real Broadway songwriters Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, who wrote Hairspray, have written the songs.
The tune that we use is Let Me Be Your Star, and it's actually a wonderful song. I mean, the music's terrific and the lyrics are great. I mean, it's as good as any Broadway showstopper from 1960, you know? What I like to do to the lyrics is turn them inside out. That's the way I look at them. How can I take the lyric and sort of be true to the lyric and yet turn it inside out or on its ear?
So Let Me Be Your Star has become, well, you'll hear it.
Fade in on a dream with a big juicy frame and a name gaining fame. Megan Hilty. Of course she is me, and I star on TV in that show Smash, where I play trash.
Sometimes I wonder when I'm watching Smash, I wonder, boy, that doesn't really look like the life I lead living in New York. I don't know. It doesn't look or sound like it, but maybe they'll work all that out.
I fear that Smash is gonna crash. One seemed so promising, started to stink. Now the critics don't think we'll go far. Each app is still playing as a teleplay saying, let me be subpar.
As scathing as Gerard Alessandrini's parodies can be, they're all done with a certain amount of love and reverence.
Well, I certainly do love theater, and I love Broadway musicals, and I really love many of the performers that we make fun of constantly, like Bernadette Peters and Patti LuPone. I just adore them. And I try to put that message on the end of every show so that there's a sentiment that at least says, well, if Broadway isn't great now, maybe if we keep our eye on the prize, it can get better.
Close, but no cigar.
Forbidden Broadway Alive and Kicking opens on September 6th. Special thanks to singers Natalie Charlet Ellis, Jenny Lee Stern, and Scott Richard Foster, and pianist David Caldwell. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And you can hear the song Let Me Be Subpar in its entirety at our website at npr.org.